Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Johnny O is here right now. What just happened? Tell the listeners what just happened.
Well, that was Jody Messina telling you to call.
All right, now I've got you up at 10 here, so is that the right level?
Yeah, that's good for me.
All right, what about for Facebook?
I don't know. I can hear you.
We can't tell.
I can't tell.
So what? Okay, Jody Messina even mentioned my name.
Yes.
Oh, and the way that she did that sigh after she mentioned my name.
I know, it was awesome. That's because I sent her a picture of you.
Oh, yeah.
She went, oh.
Yeah, a lot of women do that. A lot of women do that.
Well, now they got a call, so okay, you get qualified.
All right, so we take the fifth caller.
Yes.
Okay, and then I write down the name and phone number.
So you just go 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so now if someone has won in the past 30 days, they can't, or do they?
Yes, if someone has won in the past 30 days from you, they're ineligible to play. They got to wait 30 days to contest for any contest.
Not eligible.
If you listen to the rules, it runs every day on the radio.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to make sure that was the same thing here for this.
So, and you can only qualify one time. So if you're already qualified, like Toby.
Right. That's one time. That's it. That's it for Toby.
Toby's in.
And
you can also listen to Big Willie throughout the day because we'll have them airing throughout the day, too, on Big Willie 105.5 when the country music's playing.
All right. And then they still call in? Fifth
caller? Yes, they still call in. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who answers?
We do? I do.
You do? Oh, okay.
And Max.
Fair enough. Okay, so the whole team is going to be
answering. Yes.
This is a big deal for Big Willie 105.5.
Right.
Especially for Dimitri Live and Dangerously. Look, she mentioned my name.
We had to give you a perk, so you know.
She mentioned my name.
Oh!
All right, fine. So,
Just glad she never gets to meet you.
All right.
Just be glad.
You know, that was cruel.
That was. You know that.
That was actually cruel.
Sometimes I need a Snicker bar.
All right, so people have to call right now.
Did you give out
the phone number?
It's already gave out.
The phone number is 740-325-1490. Now, can you hear this? You need to hear this.
I'll be able to hear it. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, they got to push. Okay, phone is up. Okay, Big Willie 105.5. Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi. What? I'm sorry?
Caller one.
Darren.
Darren?
Yes.
All right. Darren is in my show. Former producer or a different Darren?
Different Darren.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Darren, don't laugh. That just encourages him. You're caller number one. Thank you. Darren was wonderful.
That was awesome.
Dare.
I'm not saying him. I'm talking about you. I'm laughing at you. Never laugh at the audience. You always laugh at you. Go ahead, let's go. Come on,
I'm here all day. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Eric.
Okay, you're caller number two.
Awesome.
Can you count to five?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Big Willie 105.5, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
Justin.
Justin, okay, you're caller number three, Justin. You're number three.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. My listeners are very courteous. Please.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So is mine.
Big Willie 105.5. Oh, what's your first name?
Eric,
you're caller number four. Eric, so close and yet so far away.
That's right.
How sad.
This will do it.
How sad. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Darren.
Congratulations, Darren. You're caller number five.
You're qualified.
Yes. Darren!
Darren, these are meet and greet Jody Messina about 45 minutes before the concert. You got premium seats you can get qualified for. The big drawing is happening on the 27th, I think it is.
Wait a minute, you wrote the
name. I gave you the paper.
Well, yeah, but you wrote it. Okay, Dimitri will draw the winner on Tuesday, January 27th, during the 8 a.m. hour.
Yes, during the 8 a.m. hour.
All right, so Darren, what's your phone number? We'll get the information afterward, but I need your phone number. What's the phone number?
740-296.
Slow down! 740 what now?
296.
296.
4527.
4527. Okay, 740-296-4527. We'll get in touch with you after the show and get all the important information. All right,
Darren? I'm glad we don't pay you by the hour.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Why would you say
you're
that?
You're just slow.
I'm not slow. I'm deliberate. I want to make sure everything is done right. Your microphone is up.
Get it done.
I'm getting it done. All right, so we got two people now for the big contest drawing.
Toby and Darren.
So. Toby and Darren, and then we'll do another one tomorrow.
Yes.
You're going to come
and
in tomorrow.
And then we're going to do some on Big Willie, too, so get to
this
listen
is
up.
Big, this is Big Willie.
On when the music's playing,
we don't have to hear
your crackle.
Crackle?
Yeah, your crackle.
Crackle?
Your crackle.
You just came up with a word.
Your voice crackle.
Crackle.
Your crackle.
All right, fine.
That's going to be your new nickname.
How's the audio for Facebook? Are they complaining again?
Dimitri
or is okay?
Crackle.
What are they saying? Are they making compliments?
Yeah, they're laughing at you as
they're
always.
Laughing at me?
Yeah.
No way. Seriously?
Yeah.
Bastards. All right, so you'll come back in tomorrow, and you're going to help me out with this again.
Yeah, we'll help you. Gosh.
After the Big Willie segment here. Oh,
after
my God.
Big wheels are rolling. Moving on.
I can't get this guy to shut up.
Why don't you put Big Willie's intro into the system there? You know, we can do that.
You told me not to do that because you know how I can screw this thing up.
Well, I can put it into where it'll run at the certain time, because you talked to him right after the news, right?
Well, yeah.
I can put it right in after that, and it'll go right into it. So.
Oh, can you do that? All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah.
It'll cost you, but I can do it.
It's already cost me.
No more Madonna books, okay?
Oh, my God. You didn't like it?
I love it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know what to
do. I enjoy reading that. I do. I love reading that stuff.
You have everything. So, okay, so you can. Do I need to do anything with you, or you already have that Big Willie song?
I already have that Big Willie song.
Okay, yeah, if you can put it in. Like right before that, well, right before he starts,
right.
That would be great. And then
you have an intro to him, right? On you just play the song right into his.
I just play the song if I can get the Bluetooth.
But it sounds like crap coming through your phone.
Well, it's through Bluetooth. That was through Bluetooth.
Oh well, it's an iPhone.
Because I have it on my iPhone.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? This is it. So that's what I do.
See, when you get time, you come over and see how a professional does it. Come on, and sit in the studio with me.
That's real easy. Being a DJ, there's nothing to it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. 12 songs in a row. It's Tuesday.
Where's your motion lotion you got?
It's Thursday.
There it is. He's got his lotion.
I stubbed my hand
cream. He's got his hand cream. Oh, boy.
It's Norwegian.
That's it. He's a Norwegian, all right.
I've never met a Norwegian who's had rough scaly hands.
Okay,
never.
There you go. Look, he can't even get the lid off.
Oh, I've got the lid off.
Oh, look at him. There he goes.
Oh, just.
It's like Ben Gay.
Stop. Don't you start with that.
Remember Ben Gay?
It's Neutrogena.
Neutrogena, okay.
Neutrogena.
You buy that at Ultra or what?
They sell it at Ultra?
Yeah.
Oh, I should buy it there.
Okay,
it might be cheaper. Anyway, so there. Now look. See? You see?
You need a sidekick besides Big Willie and you know? Adios.
That would cost money, though, wouldn't it? That would cost money.
Oh, is that what it costs?
Yeah,
just peel it.
I think that's the drawback. I think the drawback is, it would cost money. So, all right.
Wait till I start yelling at people who's breaking microphones and stuff in this place.
No, I don't break microphones.
I didn't say you did.
Okay, I try, but I can't. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, God. He'll be back on tomorrow. Congratulations to Toby from yesterday and Darren Darren from today, yes. And we're going to have more people who are going to be into this. I don't want to call them winners. They're pre-winners. That's it. Pre-winners because they're going to be in a big drawing. And I'll draw the name on Tuesday, the 27th in the 8 o'clock hour. And that person will get to the concert, get to meet Jody Messina backstage. And she said my name. Did you hear that? How cool was that? She said my name. And she sounded as if she wasn't even throwing up. That's great. All right, fine. So where are we? Focus, man. Focus. You're doing a show here, aren't you? I think. Hold on. What was that doing? I was doing something important. I forget what now. All right, fine. So there's that. Download the River Network app. Click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, also the Facebook live stream. Apparently, we had all sorts of problems with the audio earlier this morning. I guess I did something wrong. There's a shocker. I did something wrong with the audio, so apparently it was all like glitchy or whatever. Poor Stacey Gilson. Oh, my God. this Ignite Hope thing is wonderful. Please buy extra tickets because I screwed up the interview this morning, apparently, with the audio for the Facebook live stream. So buy lots of extra tickets. You get a big discount. Normally $75, but if you say Dimitri sent me, they're $50, and you get all these wonderful things, and it's to help make get more awareness regarding human trafficking so we can stop human trafficking here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Stacy Gilson is the best. Oh, she is just the best. And her heart's in the right place. And as she does those, all this incredible work, I just cannot say enough good stuff about Stacy Gilson. She is just wonderful. All right. So what's going on now with the Hancock County schools? It is they had some big meeting last night. And it amazes me that the superintendent and the school board did not all resign. And resign in utter disgrace. They're acting as if, well, we can't quite figure out what happened here. We need to do a survey or some sort of a study. They screwed up. They create all these jobs for their friends and relatives, and then they're spending too much money. No one's minding the store, and suddenly, oh, we don't have enough money to pay the teachers or anybody else that's on staff, and it's just the way it goes. And we need Charleston to bail us out, and it just. Honestly, it's just amazing to me that in this day and age that we're even going through something like this. But the one good thing with the Hancock County School financial catastrophe, and it's a catastrophe. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is another reminder for people on both sides of the river, the West Virginia side and the Ohio side, and really anybody who's listening to me in America, that the real estate tax is the most horrible, the most stupid, the most useless tax that there is, because no matter how much money the school districts get, the answer is always the same. We're not getting enough money. We need more money. We need to raise taxes. Assessments have gone up. We need to get more money from each homeowner because their home is worth more. Give us. They take. Nothing is ever enough. They create more useless jobs for their buddies, for their friends, and they pay just ridiculous amounts of money for the treasurer and the assistant treasurer and the assistant to the assistant treasurer and the vice principal and the second vice principal and the third and to the ninth vice principals and counselor, this, that, and the other, all their buddies, all their friends. It never ends. It never ends. There can be no fiscal responsibility because they're always looking for money. They're always overspending because they know the money is always going to come from your pocket. They're one way or another, they're going to take it right out of your pocket because that's what they do. That's what they've always done. Well, now with this new movement to end real estate taxation, certainly in Ohio, but also West Virginia and many other states now as well, that is going to be a big wake-up call to these government-run school districts. Government-owned and operated school districts. That's what public means. Government-owned and operated. That's it. That's public. That's government. If we can get this thing on the ballot in Ohio to change the state constitution to eliminate real estate taxation, it's going to be so good for so many people, including our children, because we'll be able to keep all of our money that we've been having to fork over, that's been taken from us with real estate taxation. We won't be having the taxes go up because there will be no more taxes for real estate. We'll be able to keep all of this money. We can now invest in our homes to make them much, much nicer and then not be penalized with higher real estate assessments and then higher real estate taxes. We'll have that much more money in the homes so that we can then will them to our children and our grandchildren so there'll be intergenerational wealth. We'll have more money to pay for private schools because the money won't be going to that black hole of a public school system, just sucking all that money out of our pockets. And that way we'll be able to have more private schools, low-cost private schools that can educate our children. And it's going to force the Hancock County School District and all the other school districts on both sides of the river to be infinitely more efficient and to do a much, much better job of educating our children because the money spigot has been turned off. Now they're going to have to earn our business, and that's going to force them to stop this stupid tenure thing, to start hiring really good teachers, not people with education degrees, but teachers who actually are in those respective fields, who know how to do math and science and everything else. And it's going to make our public schools better, because it will, they will have to get better in order to survive. Otherwise, it's going to be more of this, the Hancock County schools. Oh, we just ran out of money. We just need a bailout from the state. And none of us are going to resign our positions. That's just the way it is around here. That's all there is to it. And we keep paying and paying and paying with this tax for infinity, the real estate tax. It's got to end.